So this week then, we know what's happening this week. It's camp week. Okay, great. I'm trying to make this accessible so that everyone can understand and be with me as we do every single Sunday. Boys and girls, you've got some sheets here, haven't you? I'm pleased. What I want is for you to fill that in as much as you're able, even if it means drawing things in. If you can't fill it in, for some of the very younger ones, you could draw things to do with the service or the sermon. And then afterwards, come and show me. Let's have a look. And I meant to do this yesterday. I was going to get some goodies, and I'd totally forgotten. So I have to call on the leaders now to make sure we get some goodies. I'm always doing that, don't I? I always forget and then drop the leaders in it. Okay, so I'll have a look at all of that at the end. So, what we got coming up? We know what's happening. Hey, what can we see there? Can you put your varifocals on? Who can see themselves? Put your hand up. Don't be bashful. Oh, John can see himself straight away. The hands are coming up now. Have a good look. Yeah. You can see yourself and you can... Where's he got that from? Well, it's called looking at your website, you know. Good old website. But here we are. And was that last year?
No.
Is it an old one?
Yes.
6 years ago. Really? Now, let's see how much have aged or what? One?
Oh, what?
Now, they're still looking young. Okay, so, there's a picture. And, what have I got up there? Is everybody saying this? All the leaders were saying what? Hooray! It's... Or not. I'm sure you're all saying hooray. Yeah? Everybody's saying hooray. You might feel, who can I go through? Of course you can. Absolutely. Right, Psalm 23. What's all that got to do with that? Well, what we're going to look at is... From Psalm 23, we're going to look at three, maybe four points, very simple points, because we don't call them shepherds these days. What do we call people who look after farms, generally? What do we call them? Farmers, that's right. And they look after lots of cattle. They may have to look after horses as well. Lovely. Great to have horses around. They're terrific. But who do you think, when we're talking about shepherd, so they look after sheep, put your hand up if you've ever, ever been to a farm where there's been hundreds of sheep. Wow, lots of, oh yeah, there we are, absolutely. Now then, let me ask a question. Do the sheep, do they have various stamp on them, various numbers or whatever? Come on, I want, yes? And what does it mean when it has a stamp on the sheep? It belongs to the farmer. And can the farmer tell straight away, that's my sheep, yeah? Right, okay. Now then, what else can we say, boys and girls? So we've got a shepherd, he looks after sheep. Some of the sheep have got a stamp on them so that the shepherd knows, that is my sheep. Do you think they can still tell it's their sheep, even if it hasn't got a stamp on? Yes, straight along, some farmers, yes. And I find it amazing, don't you? It's incredible. Right, so let's have a look at this then. So Psalm 23, what we're going to do, we're going to look at, and we've just said how much the shepherd knows his sheep. And in Psalm 23, we find some incredible verses. And the first point we're going to look at is it says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord knows his sheep. Now, you may say, Doc, we're not sheep. Do you think we're like sheep sometimes? Come on, tell me, are we like sheep? Yeah. Everybody said yes. Why are we like sheep? When we're going the wrong way. That's right. So, you often see sheep, they veer that way, and they veer this way, and they go all over the place. And what we're going to do, we're looking at the contrast now between, and I hope I'm not going to get it too confusing for you all, particularly some of the younger ones. We're going to look at the farmer, the shepherd looking after his sheep, And then we're going to compare it how Jesus looks after us. Just like how the farmer looks after his sheep. And the first thing we can say is, the shepherd in this picture knows his sheep. And when they're not well, yes, the shepherd would even be, it would even pick the sheep up as we see in our picture. Can you all see it? And cares for the sheep. And in verse 1 here, Psalm 1, the Lord is my shepherd. And we're saying only a person who knows and loves the Lord Jesus can really say that. And because the Lord is my shepherd, my keeper, the psalmist here, David, he says, well, I won't worry. I'm not in need of anything else. I shall not want. You know, sometimes we get all worried. Put your hands up if you get dead worried and you get tummy ache. Yeah? Put your hands up, put hands up, we'll put everything up, don't we? And sometimes we get so worried and we look back and we think, why did I get all the tummy ache? Why was I so worried? And we get worried sometimes over, dare I say, over nothing. Over things sometimes that actually we find that when we look back, we think, why did I get so worked up? And it means surely, have we not got to trust the Lord Jesus more, even when it gets tough? Because there are times when the Lord allows us to go through incredibly tough times. But don't forget, if you're a child of God, the Lord is my shepherd, my keeper, the one who's going to keep me through those difficult times, those times when it all seems so dark and hard. So that's the first thing. Boys and girls, older ones, everyone, the Lord is my shepherd. What else can we say? Because the psalmist, it goes on here, that because the Lord is our shepherd, we find here the shepherd what? What does a shepherd in this picture, what does he provide for the sheep? Come on. Yes, there's a hand up. Food, well done. I've forgotten your name. Faith, absolutely Faith. I love your name, brilliant name. Thank you, Faith. Food. Put your hand up if you don't need food. Put your hand up if you need food. Yes. Well, Faith is, oh, absolutely Faith. Well done. We need it, don't we? We cannot survive without food. And if you think the shepherd here, and I'm no great farmer or shepherd or anything like that, many of you here are far more qualified than me, but they've got to get the sheep to an area where the sheep can have water, green grass, and all the other nourishment and all the things that a sheep needs. And maybe I need to get one of you up here to tell me all the other things that they need, but there we are. It's so important. And why does a sheep need all these things? The water, the green grass, and so on. Why? Yes, Faith, go on now. You're on four. So that they can live. Thank you. So that they can live, so that they can grow. We need it. So we find here the Lord, not just a shepherd providing here, but we find here the Lord Jesus, he provides for us. Just like the shepherd, he makes me lie down in green pastures, he leads me beside the still waters. The Lord is leading us every single day of our lives. I hope we're making big notes of these on our sketch pad, because it's so important, isn't it? Put your hand up if you slept on a bed last night. Right. Now, I know sometimes for some folks, if you've got a really bad back, I've known some folks where they can't even lie in a bed. They've got to lie on somewhere really hard surface. But generally, we've got a bed, haven't we? Whether it needs replacing or not, that's another subject. But we've got a bed. And we want to say thank you to the Lord Jesus for all that he's given to us. Thank the Lord for your bed, boys and girls, old or friends, whoever you are. Even if it needs replacing, you've got somewhere to lie down and rest and sleep. And when we know the Lord Jesus is our shepherd, he keeps us, he guides us. And there's a verse. Someone help me. Is it Matthew chapter 6? What does it say? What was the verse? Who can find the verse? where it says about don't worry and he'll provide. Come on. This is sort of getting some of the older ones going now because I can't go to sleep. Find it. Matthew 6, what's the verse? Come on. Do not worry. Why do they worry? You know the one I mean. Yeah, your heavenly Father knows the reason. And what's the verse?
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow we'll worry about other things.
Thank you. But what do we tend to do? All of us, including the preacher here, we worry. And sometimes we pray to God. We say, Lord, I want you to help me. And then what do? We pray. Instead of leaving it with the Lord, and I know it's easy to say it from here, but in practice it's hard. Instead of leaving it with the Lord, we've prayed. What we then do? We take it away again. And we've still got it. And we've all got to learn, don't we, King, as well? Leave it with the Lord. Don't worry. The more we worry, the more sometimes it makes us ill. Now, it's not that, you know, we carry on irresponsibly and say, oh, I'm not bothered about that, the Lord's going to provide. I'm not bothered. No. There's responsibility as well, isn't it? Laid upon us to be sensible. And to, to provide for our families and so on. But the big picture is, our God is in control. Trust him. Some of you, maybe you've got business where things are not what it used to be. The prices and everything's hard. Pretty hard. Yeah. I don't do the shopping very often, but when I do, I said to my wife, wow, oh, we're spending all that money. And she reminds me, you go and do it and see how you get on. She's right. The shepherd provides. Okay, point two. We're going to go through slowly. Everybody with me so far? Yeah? It's important. I'm not going to rush this. What else can we say about this shepherd? Oh, this is an important one that we all need. I'm not going to put my picture up. What's happening in that picture? Other than Nathan, that may have known from my PowerPoint. What is a shepherd doing there? I need some help. What's happening? The shepherd what?
Leads.
What's another word for leads? Begin with G.
Guides.
The shepherd guides. So, we find here, in our world, yes, there's a shepherd, there's a farmer, he's guiding. And what are the sheep doing this time? They are following. Look at that. It seems almost too set, doesn't it? Is that the real world, John? Does it happen like that? Anyway, there we are. But they're following. And sometimes they've got, can you see the dog there? Sheepdog. In fact, there used to be a program, I don't know whether it's on now, on the BBC. What was it called? The Shepherd and the Sheepdog. Some?
One Man and His Dog.
One Man and His Dog. Thank you. Incredible. I used to enjoy watching that from time to time. But we find here the shepherd, let me put my word up now, the shepherd, thirdly, guides. And where do we get that from? There's a verse that tells us how the shepherd guides and leads from our passage. Which verse have I got up here? Verse 3. Can someone read verse 3 for me? Who can read verse 3? Could be one of the boys and girls, someone. What does it say? Anyone? We don't want to. Sorry? Thank you. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Now then, we all need guiding. And we need guiding in the right way. Don't we, people? Yeah? Everybody agree? In the right way. Which way are we going this morning, boys and girls? And parents and friends? Which way are we going, people? Are we going in the right way? No, that's right, Faith. And we should go the right way, shouldn't we? Faith, you're on form. Should be me and you up here. But anyway, there we are. Very good, Faith. He guides us and he leads us. This morning, coming into Ashbourne, I was going all over the place. I thought, why is all this road closure? And, oh dear me, unless you know where you're going, you've had it. So, good 10 minutes or so, I was circling around for a bit. There we are, it doesn't matter. Road closure. And it's same in Leicester. It's same all over the place. And we all need guiding. And when we're not being guided, sometimes we can get frustrated, can't we? But to think the Lord God guides us, particularly if you know and love him for the rest of your life. He can keep you, people, that we believe it. God can keep you and he can guide you. Thank God for the work going on here at Ashbourne. And we do pray for you guys. Nathan, yeah, from time to time in our Bible study and prayer time, we'll remember the work in Ashbourne. And we thank God for that. And I mean it. Yeah? Don't we? Great to see you all. Get your friends, get your families. Yeah, I wouldn't mind if I come back and there's a couple of hundred here. That'd be great. They'd love it. Yeah, it'd be fine. See, Nathan. Okay. There we are. The shepherd guides. What else can we say about the shepherd? I said I'll keep it simple and straightforward. What else? Let me see if you can guess from my picture. Right, there's a verse there, and you've got to be really clever, because I want you to tell me, can any of the boys and girls first, based on that picture, I know it's look dark and solemn, but which verse do you think, looking at Psalm 23, which verse do you think I'm going to refer to? Look at, when you look at that picture, talking about the shepherd will lead you through something. What verse?
Verse 4.
Well done. I should know your name, but I've forgotten again.
Isaac,
of course. Isaac. I say of course. I didn't remember. But thank you. Verse 4. Let's have a reader. Who's going to read verse 4 for me? Right. Thank you. Well, again, we find the shepherd in our sort of world. He's got the dog there, and he's watching out, looking, caring for his sheep. But more than that, even more important than that, is us. How God, he guides us, and he leads us. So the shepherd, what can we say? What's point four? The shepherd what? Protects. We all need protecting. We all need the guiding hand of the Lord. And this is why Isaac read for us so well. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It may not necessarily be death for some of you. You're feeling that. The aches and pains and everything else and the worries that you feel. The operation to come. Whatever, the Lord says, if you're a child of God, even though you're going through that darkest valley, fear no evil. Why should we fear no evil? Verse 4, give me the answer. Verse 4, why should the Christian not fear no evil? Because God is with us. Praise God, people. Yes, I know I'm excited. I've got my E numbers, Nathan, so sorry, I'm full of it. Yeah, because the Lord's with us. And if the Lord is with us, finish this bit, if the Lord is with us, who can be against us? Wonderful. What a God we have. And there's a verse 4. So well done, Isaac. Tell Mom and Dad, make sure you get another special prize. Same for you, Faith. They're all on form. And my friend over here who read so beautifully for me. What's your name? Sorry? Say it again. Ilya. Different. Okay, thank you, sister. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, and we can go through the darkest valley of this world, we will fear no evil. Because the Lord has promised, what has the Lord promised? To be with us. And do you know, that should keep us going. The problem is, we probably think we know Psalm 23. And perhaps we may think we know it too well, but actually, we need to go through it slowly. And I'm only touching the surface. I could almost say we haven't really begun, really. Just touching it. And we're citing some of these incredible verses, which is so rich and wonderful. Put your hand up, you're on school holidays at the minute. Yes, oh, yeah, the hand's good. Is it great? Yes, yes. It may not be great for mum and dad, for those who have been looked after every day, to think. I'm sure it's great for mum and dad, but actually they've got to plan things and do things every day. And they're, oh, wow. But it's great to be on holiday. Put your hand up if you're looking forward to going back to school. No hand up. Hardly. There we are. There we are. So we can know the shepherd with us day by day, moment by moment. He protects us. He cares for us. And do you know something else which is even more wonderful? What is the shepherd doing there? What's that mean? What could be my next point, do you think? Look at that. The shepherd, what do we all need sometimes? When we're going through a hard time, it begins with C. Comfort. Thank you. Any other C's?
Carrying.
Thank you. We do. Comfort, carrying. Any other C's?
Calms.
Caring, sorry?
Calms. It calms us down.
We all need calming down, don't we? What do? We go, I've really lost it, Nathan. This could be my last Sunday here. We do. We panic, don't we? We get in a state. And we think, how am I going to cope? But I love this. The shepherd comforts. He come alongside and he comforts us. I wonder who can find the verse in Psalm 23 that tells us that the shepherd comforts us. Let's go through it slowly. Ah, you may even find a word there. Is it verse 4 again? For you're with me. Absolutely. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Sometimes a rod is used when we've all got to be steered back into the right way, haven't we? Because we go away from what God wants. But because you are with me. Isn't it lovely to have Jesus with you? Come on, people. It's great. Who else do we want with us other than Jesus? We've seen some young people whose lives have just cut short recently on the news. Talented people just gone. But do you know we can know the comfort of Jesus even this morning? Why? Because we've got it in his word. We will fear no evil, for you are with me, which is what someone said out there a few moments ago. The Lord is with us. And what do we say? If God is for us, what do we say? Who can be against us? Lovely. What a way to go to camp this week, people. Whoa. In fact, tomorrow morning, in fact, we may even start camping out tonight because we're so excited. Same for the leaders. Look at them. Oh, yeah. Dalton. What planet you on, Dalton? But, you know, it'd be great. I want you all to go into camp really enthusiastic, thinking, yes, I want to know this shepherd. I want to know Jesus if I'm not a Christian. I want to know him, and I want to find out more about him at camp. And if you know and love Jesus, you're going to say, well, I want to know even more about his word at camp. Be excited. Don't worry, the leaders haven't given me any money to say, you know, to egg it all up or whatever. You know, because I just think it's a great opportunity for you all. What a God. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And I want you all to remember those things. What are the five things? Ooh, how many of you can remember the five things? Shall we start with number one? And if you've got it written out, as we said, you should be able to. And even the back row, front row, middle row, they may say, well, I don't need to write it down, I can remember. But they can't. Anyway, let's see. Point number one. What was the very first point that we said? The shepherd... Knows his sheep. That's right. And God knows us. And he knows all about us. Point number two. The shepherd... Provides. What does he provide? In the illustration, in the thing that we show, what does a shepherd provide? Food, that's it. Food. And that food could be water, could be shelter, could be whatever. Third point, what did we say about the shepherd? What's the third thing? This is why we've got it written down. Yes, faith. The shepherd guides, that's right. And what did we say about guiding? How does he guide? Well, how does he guide us? By leading us, that's right. Day by day. And what have we got to do as he guides? What's our responsibility as the shepherd guides? We need to follow. Do we always follow? No. But we want to follow because he's a great shepherd. So that was point number three. What was point number four? Come on, we're going to get to it. You're not having lunch. You're not leaving this building until we get through that. Yeah. Point number four. The shepherd
protects.
That's right. And we all need protecting, don't we? Day by day. And we said that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because God is being with us, and we thank him for that. And our final point, point number five, what is it? The shepherd comforts. And we all need that. How do we know he comforts? What's the verse that we use that's up? I will fear no evil. Well done. What's your name?
Ore.
Have I got it right? Thank you. Well done. On form. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And to have Jesus with us is the best person ever to have. So whether, as we say, the chips are down, you know what I mean by when we say the chips are down? What does that mean when we say the chips are down? Who can tell me? What do we mean when we say the chips are down? Sorry?
Life is tough.
Life is tough, that's right. When life is tough, Jesus says, I will be with you. I can be with you. And we can ask him to be with us. I wonder as we finish, is there a person here who has never ever asked Jesus to be with them? If you've never done that, what's stopping you from really giving your life to Jesus? Don't let the world, you know, think you've got to live for the world and burn your life out to the world. You want to live for Jesus. Because living for Jesus, that's what really matters. And that's what really counts. Honestly. And at that boys' brigade camp, you've all heard it so many times, I was not interested. Yeah? See there, I went there, Isaac, and I wasn't interested. Until the guy told me about Jesus, and if I die without God, what would happen to me and everything else. And I suddenly realised how empty my life was, really. Jesus can fill that void that's in your life. Oh, to follow him. Oh, to trust him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for all that you are. Thank you that you're the great shepherd. And you love us even when we've messed up. Even when we've sinned and we've gone against you, Lord. Oh, may we know that spirit of what we call repentance. Turning round and saying sorry to God. Help us all to be willing to say, sorry, Lord Jesus, I really want to follow you. Amen. Amen. Right, well, we'll sing our final song. Well, no other song other than this one, really. The Lord's my shepherd. That's what we've been talking about. That's what we'll finish on. The Lord is my shepherd. If anyone wants to know any more about what we've been talking about, or even want to know what it is to trust in Jesus and him alone, well, I'll be here. I'll be here all day, if necessary. Forget lunch, stay in here, if it means coming to know and love Jesus. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you're indeed the great shepherd, the one who gave his life for his people, all the way to Calvary. He went for me, for us. And Lord, we thank you for all that you did. The one who knew no sin, who was made sin for us. Oh, incredible. The eternal God. It was all laid on him. Oh, we thank you that you were willing to go to the cross in order that we might live and have eternal life. Incredible. Lord, may we pray that you'll be with us. Thank you for every single person here, from the oldest to the very youngest. Oh, may we go out here excited because we can say, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen.